You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. So the sooner you can step back and be the true entrepreneur, the more successful you're going to be.
The E-Podcast Network. Supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. The Hope Miss is one woman dedicated to doing motherhood in some sort of style and being a transparent laugh factory on the journey. An instant success in the mommy blog universe, Marie Hell Ramos has taken her brassy, funny, and inspired business sense and applied it to motherhood to give women a space to be real, share the crazy, and lift each other up to new heights, even if there is spit up on their shoulder. You've got to love it. Marie, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Well, hi. Thanks for having me again.
You are very welcome. So tell me, Marie, what inspired you to start Hope Miss?
You know, I had to haul off and make a baby all my own to get it. I had been so inspired for the past few years by the brave women that are out there trying to figure out motherhood and everything in between. And I had been so inspired by all of these women around me who've been out there doing motherhood, some of them being a little bit more of a hot mess than a hot mess, but getting out there and making it work anyway. And, you know, as I traveled around doing my public speaking and running my private practice in Lipstick Logic, I just wanted to find a way to give back. And if I'm walking through these flames, I know somebody else out there is walking through these flames. And if we can help each other get to the end of it a little bit faster with a little bit more hair left on our heads at the end of the day, this world's going to be a much better place.
Why do you feel that your journey is so valuable?
I'm not going to say that my journey is any more valuable than anyone else's, because the pressures on mothers these days are exponential and they don't get any easier any day of the week. But I have the unique, I don't know, I guess my mother would call it a curse, but I call it a blessing, the unique blessing of not having much of a filter. And I think that in that process, I've been able to really work with a lot of women before I had my wonderful daughter, Lily, 6 months ago, in helping them to get through their business concerns and their lives a little bit faster and with a little bit more grace. And I just really wanted an opportunity to apply a little bit of that grace and laughter and transparency to what happens in this great big mommy world.
What can you share with other entrepreneurial women that are going through anything similar or anything close to what you're going through?
Get staff. I wish that there was another way to do it. You know, I took my sweet Lily with me to her first meeting when she was about 2 weeks old. And my midwives were laughing at me as I was closing sales from the labor and delivery room because she was 2 weeks late and I had deadline. So there was stuff to do. There really is no way to get through this without getting some skinned knees and some bruises along the way. So if there was anything that I could share with women, is it mess up? Luckily, they make children almost parent-proof these days. And if you can just keep going, keep smiling, and keep doing what you know is going to be best for your family, the world will come together and meet you.
Today we are joined by Marie Hell Ramos, the creator and founder of Hope Miss, a success in the mommy blog universe, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What did you do to create such instant success?
I actually had the unique opportunity to treat this business like I would treat one of my clients. So as I was making the decisions on what I wanted Hopeness to look like, instead of just diving in and trying to build a following from the 4,500 or more people that I already work with on Facebook, I sought out a local business that was already successful in that world who really needed a voice other than their own to share PR opportunities with and share product reviews with. In my first month with Hopeness, we've received over 70 products for review, and most mommy bloggers have to wait almost their first year out of the gate for that kind of success. I also really put a big focus on leveraging strategic partners, finding ways that we can create a collective abundance for my business and their business, share some of that marketing drama and expense, and really lift each other as we climb. And the proof is in the pudding. Hopeness launched to more than 1,000 hits in its first 3 weeks, and it's not looking back.
Very impressive. So what has been the biggest surprise along in your journey?
I never expected to fall in love as deeply as I did. I've been very blessed to find a great partner in my husband, and I have been out there in the speaking universe, speaking this message of love all across the country and into Canada and waving my little entrepreneurial flag as I go. And when I tell you, you don't know nothing about love until you've had a baby, it really changed my whole world. And not only did I get to see what love can really bring into the universe, but I got to see a love reflected back to me through the people that were my friends, the people that I've been doing business with, and the way that they showed up to love me and not only give me the space to mess up, because there was some messing up that happened when I was, you know, not sleeping at all and trying to keep my baby on my hip and breastfeed during business meetings. But there was this amazing group of people that was right there reminding me of all of the time and effort I put into them and giving it back to me tenfold in the joy and the experiences they were able to provide me once I had my little girl sitting next to me. So the biggest lesson is always love.
Tell our listeners where they can find Hopeness online.
You got to check out the site. It's www.hopeness.com. That's HAUTEMS.com. We've also got a great Facebook page at thehotmiss.com or thehotmiss on Facebook. And I hope you come and join the fun.
Sounds like a lovely location to find out and see what you are doing. She is Marie Hell Ramos, the creator and founder of Hopeness, a success in the mommy blog universe. Go check it out today at hopeness.com. Marie, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.